Well, what a treat on the Ring Central guest line to welcome the legendary five-time Super Bowl champ, owner of the 49ers, now living in Florida, Paulie.
Yeah.
Mr. Ed DeBartolo Jr. joins Brian Murphy, Paul McCaffrey on the Murph and Mac Show. Mr. D, how are you?
I'm fine, guys. How are you?
We're doing great.
Good
morning.
We're doing good. And now, are you heading out here for the Legends of Candlestick this weekend?
Absolutely. I really am. Actually, I'm in Montana, and I'm going down tomorrow. I'm going to have a chance to see my daughters who are coming up from L.A., and one of them lives in Mill Valley. But, yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there with all the guys. It's a real treat.
Hey, Mr. DeBartolo, talking about Candlestick Park for just a second, if we could. And everybody's excited for Levi's Stadium, and I totally understand that. And Murph and I are about to go down and take a tour of the place ourselves and check it out. And I'm sure it's going to be spectacular. A state-of-the-art facility with, you know, great concessions and great everything, and it'll be great going forward. But for all these years prior to that stadium even being conceived and built, so many people said so many disparaging things about Candlestick Park. It's a cesspool. It's dated. It's fallen apart. It's a terrible place to watch a game. And it kind of bugged me as a longtime 49er fan, and I'm wondering how you would feel about that when people would talk mess about the stick. Did you almost feel like, hey, that's, you're talking about one of my family members there. Did you ever feel like protective of the stick when people would talk that way?
Oh, I did. But, you know, actually, you actually took one of my quotes, because I did it one time when Mayor Feinstein was in office. Because of all the problems we were having with, you know, with the concession stands and the restrooms were just, you know, horrible. And, you know, we did get some money, you know, from the city and, I think some from the state at that time. And, we did get it fixed up. But, you know, Candlestick Park, is legendary. I mean, it's legendary for baseball. It certainly is legendary for football. And it was, the scene of, some of the greatest triumphs and some of the sadness, that the 49ers, had over those years. And, you know, during our Super Bowl reign and our reign in the 80s, we couldn't have played in a better place.
Yeah, we're talking to Mr. Ed DeBartolo Jr., who's on his way out here. This Legend of Candlestick thing goes down Saturday, and it's good. It's got them all. I mean, my goodness, Joe's getting out there. How are Joe's knees, though, Eddie? Have you talked to him?
I think his knees are okay. I'm not so sure about his arm.
Oh, no.
You know, I've talked to him an awful lot. You know, he called me probably 6 weeks ago or longer and told me about this and obviously invited me and wanted me to be there. They're having a practice on Friday, and I know that he's not going to throw much at practice, because Jerry Rice told me. In fact, I was with Jerry Rice this last weekend. He says Joe can't practice because he won't be able to throw the next day.
Oh my God,
oh, man!
He's only got so many bullets left in that arm, man. By the way, Jerry's playing, Joe's playing, Steve Young's playing, Roger Craig, Dwight Clark, Ronnie Lott, our good buddy Brent Jones, another friend of ours, along with, on the other side, Dan Marino, Tim Brown, Drew Bledsoe,
right,
James Lofton, Eddie McCaffrey, and the website is legendsofcandlestick.com. Sounds like a fun thing to do this weekend, legendsofcandlestick.com. Eddie, and one of the things that kind of strikes me, and it's as we, you know, the many things we reflect on in your career, and you mentioned talking to Joe and talking to Jerry, and I want to use kind of this moment to actually shine a light on a sad situation, but we have a mutual friend, Dave Ron, who was a longtime media relations ace for the 49ers. He's really battling a tough situation right now with cancer, and we had a gathering for him at Gary Plummer's house over the weekend. I was lucky enough to go to that, but he was talking about he'd been talking to you, and it struck me that you're so loyal to your guys. And I mean, I don't want to make you brag about your loyalty, but can you discuss why, what it is about you that keeps you in touch with all these guys instead of just turning the page?
I talk to everybody. You know, I was with Dwight Clark, too, and I talk to Holly and Dave every day. Actually, I'm going down Sunday to see him. I talked to them yesterday. He's feeling pretty good right now. It's a terrible, terrible situation. But I think we've made arrangements, and if he's strong enough, he's going to come to the game on Saturday.
Oh, fantastic. And a great guy. And always the smile and the energy and the great. But that's you, Mr. D. You never forget your guys. And is that something, did you learn that from your mom or your dad or what?
Oh, I don't know. I think it was just the family upbringing. And, you know, we did this back in the very beginning in 1977. And, you know, I'm looking at this list. you know, some of these guys, I haven't seen John Taylor, I don't think, in 25 years.
Wow.
And, you know, he's coming to the game. And I don't know how Isaac Bruce got on our team, but whatever. I mean, that's great.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of these guys, Charles Haley and, you know, it's just everybody that's on this, they're just all part of the family. We talked this weekend. It was really funny. Randy Cross, Dwight Clark, Jerry Rice, and I sat down, and we just talked about just the family atmosphere that we had over all those years. And I don't know, I think that probably helped a lot with our success.
We're talking to Eddie DeBartolo Jr. on the Murph and Mac Show. And Eddie, that kind of loyalty that Murph mentioned and you just spoke about, I mean, and it's a real thing. I mean, these guys, it's like a family reunion that's going to be happening at Candlestick. And I'm not going to ask you to speak for anybody else, but I guess when you sit back and observe sports today and how much things have changed dramatically from the 70s and the 80s until where we are now, do you think that kind of loyalty is maybe missing or not as strong as it used to be in terms of owner-player relations?
Well, I know a lot has changed because of free agency and obviously the huge money that is involved now with contracts. But, you know, there's just the sense of loyalty comes with the sense of wanting to be part of something, and something that not necessarily relates to wins and losses. It relates to relationships, and those relationships are built over years because of trust and because of friendship. And that's what I tried to do. That's what Coach Walsh tried to do. That's what George Seifert tried to do. We had that relationship with these players, and I have it now. I mean, years and years after these championships, I talk and see these players all the time.
Yeah, well, again, we should tell everybody, this is going down Saturday at Candlestick. Mr. D will be there, and again, we've said Joe, Jerry, and Steve. We don't have to. These guys, we're a lot of first name guys. Joe, Jerry, Steve, Roger, Dwight, Ronnie, Brent. Those guys.
Family reunion.
But even Dwight Hicks, you know, Eric Davis,
nice.
Guy McIntyre,
oh, yeah.
Keena Turner, who's a huge part. You know, Keena's been, and you know this, Eddie, a huge part of this Levi's Stadium. And they're building this museum. Now, Eddie, I've been fortunate enough to get the assignment to write this book called From Kezar to Levi's that's going to come out at Christmas. It's going to be a big, beautiful coffee table book of Kezar, Candlestick, and Levi's. And Keena Turner has been a huge part of this, and they're doing a 20,000 square foot museum.
They
now,
are.
Now, have you heard about this, and have they asked you for any contributions?
I've seen it. I know what the rooms are. Keena Turner has been unbelievable. He not only is a great, great guy, he's been so instrumental with this stadium. He and Guy McIntyre obviously work for the team, and Keena's just, you know, I can't even put into words the type of person Keena is. You guys know him. They broke the mold with this guy. And I just, I think the stadium has a lot to do with what he's done and what obviously what the organization has done. And it's going to be the preeminent stadium, in the country. I mean, it's going to be, in my opinion, I've seen them both. It's going to be a better stadium than Cowboy Stadium.
Yeah. There you go. Always got to beat the Cowboys, right?
Still.
Mr. D.
Hell yeah.
He's got to be. Now, your nephew, have you checked in with him lately? And, it's not all smooth sailing. As you know, when you were running the team, the guys held out, you lost playoff games. I mean, things that it's not always Super Bowl seasons all the time. So he's got situations with Aldon Smith, and then there were rumors about Jim Harbaugh and Trent Baalke. And, you know, it's a tough deal in the big ego, big money world of championship football.
Right.
So have you checked in with Jed and see how he's handling the waters?
Oh, I talk to him a lot. And you know what? He's done exactly what he should do. He's staying back. He's letting the people that he hired, the quality people, like Trent Baalke and some of these other fellows that are there, he's letting them handle the situation. He's obviously making the decisions in the background. Jed has come a long, long way, and he's going to be a great owner. He's a young man, but believe me, he's well beyond his years with what he's learned and what he's done. He's going to have some, there's going to be some rough spots in the road, with Alden and with the injury, I forget his name.
Navarro,
Bowman.
Bowman.
And it's part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just have to work through those and live through them. And, you know, they've got a great roster. They've got great backups. And there's no reason, and I don't, you know, I'm sitting back here, so it's easy for me to say, but I don't think there's a team in the NFL that can match their roster. And I, you know, if they stay healthy, there's no way that they shouldn't be in the Super Bowl and win it.
Last minute with Ed DiBartolo Jr., the 5-time Super Bowl champ owner. Legendsofcandlestick.com is the game this weekend where Joe and Jerry and Steve and everybody are playing one last flag football game. And Eddie's going to be there at legendsofcandlestick.com. You can get the tickets this Saturday. Hey, have you, the one funny question is, Jim Harbaugh is a really interesting dude. He's a winner and a champ, but he's a hard guy to kind of get to know. Have you had a chance to ever kind of crack that personality, Eddie, and had a chance, or do you just say, wow, I'm going to let him be him?
Well, you know something, I have talked to Jim, and we've talked on occasion when the pressure wasn't on, and we talked about relationships. I'm not so sure that Jim and I would have been able to sustain a relationship
right.
over a period of time because of our emotions. But he's a great coach. He's got a phenomenal staff. And, you know, there's just no reason that they just can't go all the way. They have first of all, they're on a mission. And, you know, we had a lot of teams that were on missions. And I think that, barring some unfortunate injuries, I think that they're odds-on favorites.
Yeah, I didn't. By the way, you probably knew this, but I didn't know Jim's half Italian. His mother's Italian. That made me.
He is.
Yeah,
yes. that's the part that I really love about him.
Right, right. It's the part where you guys would kind of get along and also butt heads probably along the
yeah,
way, right?
Exactly.
And then hug and make up and have some pasta, right? There you go. Well, listen, we're looking forward to seeing you out there this weekend. It's Candlestick one more time. It's Joe, it's Steve, it's Jerry, it's Ronnie, it's everybody, and it's Eddie, too. So legendsofcandlestick.com.
Great talking to you, Eddie.
Fans. Great.
Thank
always
you,
great
folks.
Catching up. Always great catching
Thank
up, Eddie. We'll
so
do it
much.
Again.
Okay. I'll see you soon.
Okay, take care. Ed DiBartolo Jr., 5-time Super Bowl champ.